Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Northeast Iowa man and woman are facing multiple felony drug charges following their arrest last week. Postville police, along with the assistance of Allen McKee County Sheriff's Office, executed a search warrant at a residence in Postville on Friday, leading to the arrests of 43-year-old Perry Stone and 38-year-old Molly Schlegel, both of Postville. According to criminal complaints, authorities discovered meth, heroin, and marijuana, plus multiple narcotic smoking devices, loaded needles, a scale, as well as torches and a lab used to manufacture meth. Also recovered was stolen property, including wall art and posters, a Nintendo Switch light case, a Dragon torch lighter, Yu-Gi-Oh cards and pamphlets, and a TLC Alto soundbar. Postville police say the majority of the stolen property was still unaccounted for, with the victim providing 59 attachments of property that Stone and Schlegel had taken from him, totaling over $1,000. Governor Kim Reynolds and the Iowa Economic Development Authority have announced $490,000 in Empower Rural Iowa grants supporting 16 communities across the state, with one of the largest grants awarded in Northeast Iowa. The program funding helps expand housing, strengthen childcare, and encourage business and community growth. A Rural Innovation Housing 2.0 grant of $50,000 was awarded to Winnesheek County Development and Tourism in collaboration with Decorah Jobs and the City of Decorah. Their plan calls for 18 to 24 energy-efficient homes on a 3.5-acre infill site. Compact designs will cluster around shared green spaces and parking, creating much-needed workforce housing for moderate-income households. Receiving Rural Housing Readiness Assessment grants of $20,000 each were Forest City, Manchester, and Lake Mills to partner with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach to assess housing needs and guide local development strategies. A North Iowa native will present his research findings on the extent of soil erosion in the Midwest and associated implications for sustainable soil conservation practices at Luther College coming up tomorrow night. PhD geoscientist Isaac Larson, who grew up in Clear Lake, will deliver his lecture, The Present, Past, and Future of Soil Erosion in the Midwestern United States, at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Valders Hall in room 206 on the Luther campus in Decorah. The lecture is free and open to the public. Laura Peterson, professor of environmental studies at Luther, said, Isaac has researched erosion rates and landscape formation processes all around the world. Recently, he's turned his attention to agricultural erosion in the Midwest and has quickly become a leading researcher in this area. She added, Isaac's research on soil erosion is a topic that hits close to home for him and for all of us in rural Iowa. Larson has conducted research at multiple field sites in Iowa and across the Midwest. His lecture is sponsored by Luther College's Center for Ethics and Public Engagement in collaboration with the Regenerating Soil and Community Project. There was a certain symmetry to the 30th anniversary of the Spook Walk in Charles City Monday night. According to Main Street Charles City, a record 32 different treat stations were handing out candy and other treats, with an estimated 3,000 people, combined total of kids and adults, turning out to go through the decorated riverfront trail. Judging winners among the various businesses and organizations who provided treat stations were Soifer Family McDonald's for Best Overall, Most Creative, Walk, Pritchard, Barisel, and Rorick PC, Best Use of Theme, Floyd County Medical Center, President's Choice to Mike Molstead Motors, Mayor's Choice to the Elks Lodge, and Kid's Choice to Valero Renewables. Spook Walk, with this year's theme of Spook Walk Time Machine, was organized by Main Street Charles City, a volunteer-driven nonprofit program committed to preserving, beautifying, and enhancing the downtown district. Tomorrow night on 95.9 KCHA and on Fab Oldies 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's the candidate forum hosted by the Charles City Chamber of Commerce, featuring the four candidates for the three seats up for election on the Charles City School Board. We will broadcast the forum from the Charles City Community Center live. It will also be video streamed online at kchanews.com. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.